Welcome to the Thread Raiders podcast, where some of your notifications' least favorite Twitter users get together and talk about whatever pops off the top of their heads. I'm your host, Captain Sugar Bear. With me today is Shrieky.
Hello, hello.
And Griffolian.
Hello.
And just wanted to remind all our listeners that we are sponsored by DiceBard. So go ahead and go over to www.dicebard.com and, look at some dice, pick out some dice, and then use the discount code ThreadRaiders to get free expedited shipping on any of your orders.
Yeah, just if we have any Canadian listeners out there, I know I pay a lot of shipping and handling to have dice shipped to me from the States. So, I mean, jump on board with this because they're really quick getting here and you're getting a great deal.
Yeah. So, just want to hop right into the topics today because I feel like we got some really good ones today. And the first one that I wanted to bring up was I was at my grandmother's, 86th birthday recently. And we were all standing in the kitchen and there was cake. And as we all know, where there's cake, there is the happy birthday song. Mm-hmm. And I can't speak for everybody else what their feelings are. And that's why we're going to talk about it. But for me, that song just is like an ice pick in the back of my neck. I cannot stand it. But, you know, I'll get to my feelings on it in a minute. I guess really what I want to talk about is the song itself, the tradition of singing the song, and then like when you go to a restaurant or whatever and their version of the song while everyone's trying to eat peacefully, you've got a fucking just mariachi band in the background screaming happy birthday to people.
That was where my mind went, the mariachi as well.
So Griff, I think I'm gonna let you take this one from the beginning here because I could talk about it all day, so
just catch your breath again. Yeah. it's such a strange ritual, right? I mean, it's just this annual thing every year. Everyone gathers around and stares into your soul while they sing this haunting anthem. I don't know about you, but maybe it's just a really British thing, but no one really sings it except for one person, and everyone else just kind of joins in a couple of words here and there, and then they kind of peter out because they get self-conscious, and I hate it. The only time, and I mean this in sincerity, the only time I properly sing along with that song, Bear, is if we ever went out and it was your birthday, I would absolutely sing that song to embarrass you. I want to know that's how much you mean to me, man.
But see, that is the point right there. That is literally the only time anybody sings that song and wants to sing that song is to just make their friend look like an asshole.
It's pretty much that. It's like, hey, everyone, look at this person while they try and eat. I've been lucky enough to avoid the restaurant happy birthday song. I've never had that experience, and it will never happen because I would probably just get up and leave or just spontaneously combust, one of the two things. I'm not quite sure how I would react, but I'm not all about that. It's strange. Yeah, what about you, Shrieky? Is that something that you're a fan of? Or
is anyone really a fan of it? I That's unfortunately have had the restaurant experience. I don't know, Bear, if you've been to Santa Fe on anyone's birthday.
No.
Good. Because they make you stand up on your chair, a giant sombrero, and then they sing, of course, their own goddamn happy birthday song where it's like, happy birthday! Happy birthday!
What the hell?
I hate everything about that.
That I'm cringing so hard over here right now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, be that person. It is the most mortifying experience, and all you're thinking is like, "Give me my tacos so I can leave."
Mm-hmm. See, I think, the second they told me stand on the chair, I told them, "You can go fuck yourself." There's no goddamn way.
Oh, I did. They will not take no for an answer. I mean, they started like lifting me up by the shoulders, going, "Come on, come on, it's gonna be great."
Oh God, no! See, that would have gone really horribly for me. Like strangers touching me is like a thing with me. You grab me by the shoulder, I'm throwing an elbow, and now the security's coming.
Some takedowns, yeah.
Yeah, now the police are involved. Happy birthday in jail. You know, I've got fucking Big Bubba in the corner singing me happy birthday as he sweetly and lovingly grazes my cheek with the back of his hand. Happy birthday.
Yeah, but then you get the man meat sandwich. So I mean, at least
at least I'll be full.
Exactly.
God damn it.
If I'd elbowed anyone, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't have given me the tacos or cake. You really got to weigh your options there. Which one's worth it?
I mean, I don't know. I made it at this point. Like, I'm such a curmudgeon about my birthday that I've gotten it through my family's head. Like, I'm fine. We can go to dinner. That's fine. if you tell them it's my birthday, I will get up and I will leave.
Yeah.
Even at their house, like for cake and stuff, if you sing happy birthday to me, you know how I feel about this song. If you do it, I'm going to get up and I'm going to leave and I will not come back. And they didn't used to respect that. But after they poisoned me on one of my birthdays with a silly string, they kind of get the hint that I'm just dead serious. Just leave it alone.
And they've learned.
How?
How did they poison you with silly string?
Well, Dollar Store Silly String says very clearly on the can, do not spray within, was it 6 feet of the face or 6 inches of the face or something, within a certain distance of the face. So about 6 or 7 people thought, hey, let's all just spray him directly in the face with Silly String. And I did my best not to inhale and I couldn't get away and I just had my eyes closed. But eventually I had to breathe and this went on for a long time and I just inhaled and the world felt like sponges.
Oh, God.
And so I just laid on the driveway for I don't even know how long, but the entire world felt like sponges. And after that, I said, this is literally the last birthday I'm ever celebrating. Like, never going to happen again. Can't do it.
Were they, like, also, just throughout this horrific experience, just chanting, happy birthday to... just like...
No, because if that happened, I would have run screaming into traffic.
Yeah. Like,
I was the one saving grace, but that song, man, that song, like, it's like you said, like, nobody likes having it sung to them, and on the same token, nobody likes to sing it. Like, everyone just feels awkward and dumb because it's a stupid song that no one likes. I've never met one person that's like, you know what? Sing it to me, baby. I love it. Like, never.
You know, I know it's not my birthday, but I just really like the song, all right? I just want to play the song. It's like, you know, I'll listen to a Christmas song out of season if it's a really good Christmas song. Like, now and then. Do you know what I mean? Like, just out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Maybe like a Halloween, like a nice spooky song. Because you can accept a happy birthday. Like, it literally is. It's a ritual created to save the old ones. I swear to God. Like, it's meant to keep us in a constant state of turmoil or something.
Well, come on. This song doesn't even sound happy. Everyone sounds sad while singing it. Like, happy birthday. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you look around the room as the people are singing it, and every person just looks like they want to jump off a bridge.
Yeah. Also, imagine, like, I've never been in that experience, but imagine tripping out as someone brings you like a lit candle, like, or a cake covered in lit candles. The warming glow from the candles just illuminating every like mark on their face and every like contour.
Oh my God.
As they just get ever closer as they chant it to you.
It becomes less the birthday song and more the birthday death chant.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get like 50 creepy girls that just like stand there with no expression singing it to you.
Oh God, just dead eyes like a shark.
Yeah, it's kind of like the whole Freddy song, except, you know, no skipping rope and more creepy.
Oh my God, this is
happy birthday.
Well, I'm glad this isn't another, like, pineapple pizza situation. Like, we're all on the same boat with this one. If one of us had loved that song, I would feel really awkward right now, so...
God, if one of us loved that song, we would probably just try to reach through the computer and try to strangle each other, because that song just elicits really strong emotions in me personally. But I feel like in most people, they just don't want to talk about it. Nobody talks about it. Everyone hides it.
It triggers my fight or flight, if I'm honest. Like, even just, like, speaking about it now just makes me feel antsy, so...
you just hear Griff's mic being knocked over as he runs away.
Slamming of a door, a distant car starting. I don't even drive, so...
You just stole your neighbor's car.
Yeah. Just get me away from it.
Oh, my God. Speaking of getting away from things, let's get away from this topic, because, Griff, I know you had a topic you want to talk about. And it was super interesting to me, so why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about the idea of things that you always want to do, right? We all have those things on our list, like projects and things like that we want to do. We just don't have the time for it. Like, if you could pick one activity that you just got 3 hours each day, like, it didn't affect the rest of your schedule, you carried on living normally, but you just had this time for this activity... What kind of thing calls to you? Like, what would be, like, your hobby that you would take up, or something maybe you would learn, or anything like that?
You want to take up this one, Shrieky?
Oh, no, after you, Bear. I have to think for a minute here.
Okay, no problem. So for me, it's kind of funny. I recently, in the past 6 months, I found myself with a lot of extra time, and I found myself doing a lot of the things that I always said I want to do, including this show, and a couple of things I'm not quite ready to talk about yet. But
Oh, exclusive.
Exclusive to the Thread Raiders podcast. But it's kind of funny, like, where I thought when I had all this free time, I'd spend all this time, like, playing video games and watching movies and stuff. I find that I don't do any of that stuff anymore, which was, like, my real passion. So I think if I had more time in the world and if I had a bunch of extra hours, I would actually spend them relaxing on the couch and playing a video game. Like, I think I played 1 hour of Destiny 2 in the past three weeks, maybe a month. That's it. That's the last time I turned on my PS4 was, like, 2 weeks ago.
Wow, okay.
Actually, I'm pretty guilty of the same thing. I used to be on my PlayStation 4, like, nightly, and I haven't turned it on in months.
Yeah, I think if I probably checked mine, it would be the same, except for maybe watching YouTube a bit in the evening.
Yeah. Well, what about you, Griff? Well, I don't know if Shrieky's still thinking, but if she is, give her a little bit more time. What about you? What would you do with the extra time?
Well, actually, I hadn't really considered your point. Like, I think that's a really interesting way of looking at it, because it's guilt-free time to just look after yourself, right? That's actually super important, because it means that you could then spend the rest of your time doing everything else. It's kind of almost like flipping the scenario on its head. For me, it was study. Like, I think I would want to go back and study something.
Yeah.
Like, for my personal development, for just, I don't know, just out of interest for it, because all the things that similar thing to yourself, I found myself, I had extra time, and then all of a sudden this comes along, and now I'm sort of jumping into streaming, and work has kind of gone a bit crazy for me, so all of a sudden I've gone from kind of nothing really to a bit full on, a bit everything, and I guess, yeah, it would just be nice to kind of like broaden those horizons a little bit and like sit down and not be stressed by time and deadlines and all that sort of stuff, because my word, that's very easy to do in this world, I think.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, rest and relaxation is so underrated. Like, people, I don't know, I feel like there's not enough respect for being able to just take some time and relax. And I know I don't respect it enough, because I don't do it nearly enough with all the different projects I'm juggling at any given time anymore. But, like, on Halloween, I had a night to do that, and I binge-watched Stranger Things 2 until 4 in the morning, and I just laid there on the couch like a slob. I didn't even cook anything. I ordered pizza, like, and it was so good. And I'm like, oh, man, if I just had a little bit more time. Like, you mentioned studying something. Is there, like, a particular field or something that you're just interested to learn more about? Or is it just kind of, like, in general, just all sorts of general different topics?
Well, for me, so actually, I am currently, like, I am studying classical history. But we didn't actually touch on this in an official podcast, and maybe we'll go back to it. But I had anxiety and thing come into my life that unfortunately meant I had to put a hold to that sort of study. And in my time away, I've realized that maybe that isn't quite where I want to go with it. And interestingly, for me, the discovery of my own anxieties and things like that kind of makes me want to go into that field and learn about it and maybe be of service to other people that have that, you know? So that's definitely something that appeals to me.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But it's quite a scary thing to kind of think about doing. And especially when you look at time and you think we all have those things we want to do, right? Those places we want to get to by, maybe not by points in our life, but just by certain milestones, I suppose. We want to have things done. And it's with everything, it's time. So unfortunately, I can't click my fingers and offer us all the time that I'm asking you about. But it does make you think about it. If you had that time, what would you do?
Yeah. And I think thinking about, you know, if you had that time also can help you realign things to try to prioritize making more time for that kind of thing and that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah. Yeah, something has a knock-on effect.
Yeah. Did you come up with anything, Shrieky?
Yeah, actually, this one kind of affects me and also a couple people as well. It's not just wishing time for myself, but I have, as I've mentioned before, I love to go hiking and enjoy nature. But unfortunately, in the last couple years, we don't get to go out as often because we're all so busy. We all have, you know, different schedules, so it's hard to make time for all three of us to get out there to go hiking. So, yeah, I guess I'd just like more time for all three of us to get together and just be able to hike more.
Yeah, no,
I think that's Yeah, I think that's a good use of it. And again, actually, in something I hadn't considered, like you say, using that for other people as well. I think we miss out on a lot of opportunities like that as you know, as we get older. So.
Yeah, because we all have our own agendas going on. You know, some people have kids or careers, and it's just kind of harder to get multiple schedules all lined up together.
Yes.
Yeah, I actually, I really like your point about that, because I don't know why, but I didn't even think about that, you know. I mean, I see friends, you know, here and there, but I think with a little bit of extra time in a week, or, you know, even in a day, it'd be much easier for everybody involved to, you know, set aside an hour or two to hang out and grab a beer, or, you know, just hang out and just talk, or whatever, or, you know, like you said, go hiking, or something that you're passionate about that you enjoy. That I like that a lot. I really like the idea of being able to spread the time around a little bit like that to other people, to be able to make that kind of stuff happen.
Oh, thank you.
I suppose thinking about it as well, like, how much easier would it be to run a D&D game if your time would just appeared when you needed it, right?
Oh my god.
If you could just say any game I want to run for the rest of my life, like once per week, I can just create a time pocket for that game. Just for us all, my word.
Yeah, well, I mean, because we all know that's always the number one issue in D&D is scheduling.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, last night, someone reached out to me, and they're like, well, created a group chat on Facebook, and they're like, who wants to play D&D, you know, next week? And I got so excited, and I'm like, yes, perfect timing. Not one schedule worked out. Either someone was working or out of town, so now they're having a board game night instead.
Well, you know, then that's like, you know, even recording this show, you know, could be, you know, we record on Sundays in the morning. I don't think it's really a big secret at this point. But the reason we do that is because I'm over in California in the United States. Shriki, you're in Canada, and Griff, you're over in England. And boy, wouldn't it be nice if, like, you know, we could just jump into a pocket dimension just for a moment to record the show whenever, you know, something, you know. Whenever it was convenient for all of us, instead of, you know, this is when we have to do it, because this is literally the only time that works out. You think about scheduling like that, and all of a sudden, like, having all the time in the world, or having a little pocket dimension of time, just becomes the most convenient thing on planet Earth.
Oh, think of the acoustics as well. Just imagine that. Like, there's nothing. There's no interference.
What you're saying is you need, like, a hyperbolic time chamber.
Yeah, pretty much. So if any of our listeners are... In the industry of hyperbolic time chambers, drop us a message, because
you know, if you're in college and you don't know what to do with your life, that might be something to consider studying, and we will take 15% of the profits when you do create it, just because it was our idea. And you know, aside from that, go crazy, go make that time chamber for us. We'll be forever in your debt.
Definitely.
Yeah. We also need a instant transmission machine, and what was the other one? Oh yeah, dream recorder.
Right, the one. Yes, dream recorder.
That would be helpful when we revisit those. Well, I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can handle another dream retelling. You know, like, I came into mine horrified by being chased by dinosaurs, and I realized that really that was nothing in comparison to the nightmares that are out there.
Actually, my friend Sam absolutely loved that story of yours, Griff.
Really?
Yes.
I'm so glad.
But speaking of stories and you know, thinking of that first episode and monsters and whatnot, just makes me think of your topic, Shrieky. What do you got for us?
Well, as you guys know, I am a fan of zombies. If you couldn't tell from my sweater that's on the Thread Raider website there. So what I wanted to ask is, in a zombie apocalypse, what would be your weapon of choice?
That's a good one. Griff. What do you think yours would be?
I don't really have a lot of choice right now if I'm going realistic. I think the most offensive thing and dangerous thing in my room is my boom mic stand thing. So I'd probably just grab that. It hits me in the head enough times, I imagine it would do severe damage to zombies. So that would be my go-to. Otherwise, I'm going to take some cues from the Dead Rising video games. Paddle, like an oar thing, double-sided paddle.
Okay,
just get blades on either end, just start
go crazy with
wading my way through. Do you know what I mean? There's no finesse there, but
it's effective.
yeah, it's just it's just a good solid one. Obviously, a fire axe is always quite nice. It's quite classic.
I'm just scared then of zombies being on fire chasing me.
Yeah,
I mean, is the fire axe on fire?
Oh yeah, so it's not. I don't mean like an actual on fire axe. Sorry, just like a fireman's axe, you know.
No, I know what you meant. I was just being smart.
Okay, good.
And I was just being an asshole.
And I was just being oblivious. So, welcome to the Judge Raiders podcast, everyone.
Yeah, this is literally our dynamic right here, just in a nutshell.
Yeah, I don't know. Not very exciting. Quite dangerous for me because it's all getting up close. But, hey. Keeps you fit, right? Fighting zombies. Yeah, exactly. I'd probably be the first to die though. So
no, we established that Shrieky would be the first to die because I was gonna chuck her into a crowd of zombies.
Yeah.
He's gonna fall. Yeah, okay, that's alright then. I've got a bit of time.
Again, I'm the asshole in the crew, so here we are.
Oh no, hang on, maybe that's just our tactic. Have you seen Thor? You seen Thor yet?
No.
Alright, I'll wait a second. It wouldn't be spoilers anyway, but just we'll throw you in, and when they're distracted, I come in, you know, just swinging away. They don't even know I'm there because they're so focused on you.
Is this before I get eaten, or is this while I'm getting eaten?
I'll try to get there as quick as I can, but obviously, you know.
He'll walk with a brisk pace, is what he's saying.
Yeah, exactly.
He won't run because he doesn't want to trip and hurt himself,
Yeah.
I'm carrying blades.
I feel all this love right now.
Yeah, you're really not supposed to run with sharp objects.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, now you play it safe in a zombie apocalypse. You're right.
Hey, safety first, all right? Safety first.
Uh-huh.
So, as you're being chucked into this group of zombies, Shrieky, what are you attacking with?
Well, because I figure, you know, I'm going to be up and close personally with them, thanks to you two.
Yeah, you are.
I would love to have a punching dagger or a guitar.
A what?
A punch and dagger, or in D&D, I think called guitars. Huh. If I'm saying that right.
What do those look like? Like, what are they?
You pretty much have like a arm brace that supports your wrist, and you grip onto this handle of the blade, and then you have this large, well, not large, I get a medium-sized thick blade that protrudes out in front.
Yeah.
As you punch, it shanks them.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, I would love to have something like that. So while you guys are throwing me into the crowd, you know, I can at least hopefully take some zombies out.
We can, like, javelin you. Like, you hold out your fists and throw your fist first. That's a couple of them down straight away.
I mean, that sounds like a lot of effort, Griff. Like, I mean, how much effort are we really willing to put into this?
Why do
I
suddenly feel like the Krillin of the group. Like, there's going to be a carry count at the bottom of the screen.
I mean, I like that one though. I do think that's a good, because it's, you know, you can just get punching. That's quite a natural. You're not carrying too much weight, so, you know, good for fitness again. Like, it keeps you moving.
Well, so, I mean, I thought about the whole bow and arrow thing, like crossbow, like Daryl.
Yeah,
did,
my mind went there first.
Really cool idea, but I just don't want to have to worry about ammo.
Well, I mean, you could always retrieve unbroken bolts, but, you know, I would be more concerned about the reload time on that sumbitch.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of crossbows aren't that quick to reload.
Yeah.
Unless you went for, you know, just go for the classic bow that is also a blade.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how classic that is, but it's definitely a cool idea.
It's, I don't remember seeing that from. I mean, I know there's one in Bloodborne, but I'm obsessed with Bloodborne, so that's not really a common thing for other people to know, but. There you go. It's just a bow that's also a sword. Then you got the best of both worlds.
So
I believe.
I'm picturing this is our little, you know, anti-zombie squad. I picture Griff to my left, boom mic.
Yeah. I picture Mike's still attached, by the way, cable trailing.
Yeah.
I picture Shrieky just being launched fists first into the zombies. And then there's what I would be wielding, which there's only two weapons off the top of my head that I can think of as effective in a zombie apocalypse. The first one, actually, I technically own both of these. The first one is a .22 caliber revolver or any kind of pistol. I have a revolver.
Nice.
the small caliber, when the bullet enters the skull, it's not quite strong enough to make it out the backside of it, and it just bounces around and ricochets and just demolishes the brain.
Nice.
Now that's going to be a louder option that is really a last resort. The main weapon, of course, being a... mine in particular is a Vietnam era, but an older bayonet.
Nice.
You know, not a serrated blade, but, I mean, these things were meant to really just be a strong, sturdy blade meant for all sorts of multiple uses, so you can imagine, you know, the ease of which it would slide into a skull and back out, and that's what you want, because you won't want foomp, foomp, foomp. You don't want to be stuck in any one place for too long. You want real ease of movement. Yes, I've put a lot of thought into this.
Sorry.
I'm sure the police will be at my door as soon as this episode airs. Excuse me, Mr. Bear.
See, this is where I find it interesting, because there's obviously a big culture difference. Like, I don't honestly know where I would go to get the nearest gun here. So I that's why I kind of had to think of, like, the melee stuff, because it's just not a common thing.
But, well, you would find your nearest American tourist.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, I don't think you're allowed to, just because you're a tourist, you're not allowed to just walk around with your gun still, so...
Oh, I'm just saying they would know where to get it.
They've got hookups.
Oh, we have hookups everywhere, buddy.
Yeah, I've actually gone into the TSC store with a couple of friends, and while my friend was taking way too long picking out some work clothes for himself, my friend and I, Sam, we went around testing out what weapon would be best in a zombie apocalypse.
It's good to be prepared.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you have to have a plan. You have to know where you're going, if you're going to meet up with people, who you're leaving behind.
Yeah. It's a tough one to write that list, but it's got to be done.
Well, I know I'm on the list now. Thanks, guys.
Well, no. We take you as far as the first group, at least. Oh, so...
Yeah, as soon as there's like one or two zombies gathered, you know, then, yeah, we're just going to huck you and run. But, you know, you'll make it till at least we see a zombie or two.
I feel better knowing that now. Thank you.
Yeah, and we'll do our best to avoid situations where we have to throw you into the zombies. It's just in a last case scenario.
Or okay, a first so case, depending on, like, if we argued earlier in the day or not.
Well, I feel better knowing you're not going to walk around looking for zombies to throw me into, I guess.
Yeah. No, it'd be like, let's go find somewhere, like, light some candles, play some D&D, and wait for this to blow over. Like, it'll be fine.
You are literally Sean from Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, just head down to the Winchester.
Yeah.
We're just going to walk around with pool cues, beating zombies to Queen.
See, that I would, yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, Queen, have you seen Shaun of the Dead, Shrieky?
Hell yes.
Okay, yeah, you know the song in the bar where they're beating that fat zombie with the pool cues?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely my kind of place for a zombie apocalypse. Beer and bludgeoning, what else do you need?
Yeah.
I mean, technically that didn't go so well for them there, but...
Well, I mean, he kind of had, at least at the end, a zombie playmate.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how well that would work out, like, for others.
But... I mean, imagine the smell, too. Like, can we talk about keeping a zombie as a pet for a second, now that you brought that up? Because the smell of that alone would be enough for me to be like, no, I'm immolating you. This is not going to happen. Like, just fire.
Maybe you can just stuff some Febreze sheets, like, inside of him.
Yeah.
I don't not there. Like how that was worded.
Light a few candles around.
Just light some candles, you know.
Yeah, just get some like vanilla scented candles in there.
Throw some rose petals on the ground.
Yeah,
and say I apologize for what's about to be done to you. As I roll up the Febreze sheets and prepare to insert them into him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things really got romantic. Real for a moment there. There was a lot of scene setting.
Well, you know, I like.
Sometimes do you ever feel it's a bad? Do you ever feel like it's a bad thing that we're used to that as DMs? Like, sometimes you take a moment and you just start to explain it in far more detail than is actually necessary. And you're like, yeah, actually, I'm not running anything right now. I need to.
Yeah, I tend to narrate life that way. And I just get weird looks from a lot of people.
The record scratches. Yeah, that's me. You might be wondering how I got myself into this
situation. Oh, man. Well, with that, I think that's a good place to stop for today. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Thread Raiders podcast. As always, you can find me on Twitter @CaptainSugarBear, which is @CPTSugarBear. You can find, where can we find you, Shrieky?
You can also find me on Twitter. My handle is at Shrieky. That's at S-H-R-I-E-K-E-E. And you can check out, I do pyrography, I post dice, and just random nonsense. So yeah, come check me out. That sounded bad.
That was perfect for you. That is your whole thing right there.
Come check me out.
No, the slips like that. Okay. The phrasing, so to speak. Puns and phrasing, that is you, Puns Shrieky. And phrasing,
I'll accept that.
And where can we find you, Griff?
If you want to come and check me out, I'm on Twitter also, at Griffolion, that's G-R-Y-F-F-O-L-E-O-N. And also on twitch.tv/Griffolion, same spelling. And I think by the time this comes out, I've probably announced times for a potential D&D stream that I'm going to have going on. So just another shout out for that. That'll be coming out on Sundays, actually, or every other Sunday. So exciting. Yeah, drop by the Twitter, ask any questions. Hopefully see you there.
Right on. You can find the podcast, the official podcast Twitter account at Thread Raider Pod. Also check us out on our website, www.threadraiderspodcast.com, where you can see cast, photos, descriptions, get to know us a little bit better, submit topic ideas, generally come hang out and see what we're about. Otherwise, you can email us direct at raid@threadraiderspodcast.com. Like and follow our Facebook page, join our Facebook community, all that fun stuff. You want to tell us how much you love the Happy Birthday song, definitely tweet at us. If you want to tell us about how much, how many things or what things you would do if you had more time, or what your weapon of choice would be during a zombie apocalypse, always feel free to reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. What else? Oh, yes, the most important thing, announcement. At the end here, if you made it this far, it means you care. So just letting you know that originally the show was supposed to be a bi-weekly show, but if you could tell, this being the second week in a row that it has aired consecutively, we are actually going to a weekly release schedule just for you, just because you demanded it and asked it and loved us so much. So we really do appreciate it. Hope that we can just bring you fun content every week.
Keep the offerings coming. It really does help sate our bloodthirst. Keep the comments flowing in.
Yeah.
And keep those puns coming, because Bear loves to hear them.
Oh, I love puns. Absolutely adore them.
Oh, yeah, he really does, actually. Good shout there, Shrieky. Yeah. As many puns.
All the puns.
No? Canceling the show. Canceling the show. It's done.
Sorry. I'll take some puns then. Come on, share them with me. I'll have them.
All right, folks. Well, with that, we are out.